Well,
how about that weather, eh? It's been amazing today. Amazing in a kind of, I'm glad I don't live at the bottom of a hill or in a ditch. So this morning I got in the car and headed off on what was meant to be a very long drive to see a client and run a workshop. It never came to be because when calling them to check in an hour or so in around the town of Rugby, I got told that they were fighting a flood and to turn around, the roads were pretty much impassable. And I was on A14 at the time. It didn't seem all that bad, apart from traffic, like just skittering a little bit on some surface water, aquaplaning. And yet, I did find out later on turning around and attempting to get back home. I actually went into Rugby first and tried to catch up with a couple of people and then bought myself a pair of jeans, which I really needed. Trying to drown my sorrows in I won't say, what do they call it, consumer therapy, shopping therapy, whatever. It wasn't, because I do need a pair. And only because my amazing, amazing Hyatt denims are all too big for me now. This is what happens when you go running. It's not the expense of running in a pair of old shorts and t-shirts. It's the expense of having to buy new clothes because none of your baggy clown stuff fits you. So the back lanes were shocking. I mean, water up over my bonnet shocking. And there was a moment when I thought, right, I'm committed, or should be committed, for driving through this. It's over the bonnet and I have no idea if the car is going to stall any second now. I was trying to think, where are my air intakes? I only had the bonnet up last week and to change some light bulbs, and I've probably got to change them again now. There was a car coming the other way that didn't make it through, just kind of stopped in the middle. I don't think he was taking in the view. I think he had stalled and I was like, must keep going, and I made it. And then I thought, if it gets much worse than this, there's going to be trouble. So I found a top of a hill, and on top of the hill there was a pub called The Racehorse. And I thought, best shelter in here for a while and have some lunch and do a bit of work. So I wrote a little bit of stuff for my newsletter, which I will plug again, because it's not like it's, you know, selling you anything other than, well, gifting you inspiration and random musings from the week, every week. And it's only once a week. It's like an email you might like to get once a week, and it's on documentally.com/backchannel. Hang on a second, I'll wait, because you might have to go and get a pencil or a pen. I'm on a really creaky chair, actually. Trying not to move, which is not comfortable. My old bench box thing is over the other side of the room. I might have to do a swapsies, or find a way of making this very sentimentally connected to myself chair less creaky. Standing up and recording should work, but I'm in a shed with a creaky floor, so I can't really win. Right, have you got a pen or a pencil? Yeah, it's documentally.com/backchannel. I know you keep meaning to, but you are on episode 6 now, and there've been, 7 coming up, and there's been some awesome episodes. As in, there's been some stuff that's got people responding and writing to me going, wow, that was amazing, thanks, or really inspired by, or... And how often do you get that on social? I'm finding weirdly enjoyable. In fact, I'm focusing all my efforts on that and not this place either. You may have noticed a huge amount of neglect in me recording audio booze, because I've been over on Anchor having audio conversations, as I've said before. Probably what should audio boo stroke boom should have been, although I do like the fact that this is very podcasty. Just like 12seconds.tv was able to create an RSS feed of your main videos and then have response and conversational videos in a separate feed, so it wasn't going to mess with your initial post. This place could well have done the same. And maybe they will pivot once again, who knows, fingers crossed. I just need a big celebrity cull, if that's the case, and mass media channel cull, that'll do. So where was I? You've subscribed. Excellent. Thank you very much. I will, if you subscribe actually now, you can't because I'm recording this. I tend to just quickly push out the last email to new people before the next one comes. So it's kind of bonusy time right now. What was I saying? Yeah, in the pub. I had a single beer because I knew I'd be there for well over an hour. And it was mostly farmers in there just chatting about how they'd save their animals. There's one guy talking about how,
coming to get some food because all I've done is eat sheep shit.
And this other guy says, what, actually eating sheep shit?
Yes, I've got these new, shearers and they just kick it all up all over the place and I've got loads in my mouth and I'm like, oh, God, I was just tucking into my dinner.
I don't want to hear about his sheep shit. Although I imagine it's mostly grass and stuff. You know, it's all sheep eat, really, isn't it? And then another guy came in and all the farmers, you know, mid pints, and they were having pints and pints. No wonder they probably enjoyed the rain. Just go up the pub and have a farmers collective. They all looked over and they're like, all right, Bob.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Worm, how's it going out there?
Oh, it's bad, it's bad.
Are you underwater?
Not right now. I'm in a pub.
Yeah, I know you're in a pub, but how bad is it out there?
Well, my house is all right.
Yeah, what about the farm?
It's not looking so good, no. I've had to save the chickens. I've put them all in a horse box.
A horse box? That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
And it just went on like that for ages, like hearing about how they were rescuing their animals. And it sounded like small-scale farmers, if you think you can get all your chickens in a horse box. It's not exactly battery farming, is it? Which is nice. But it was kind of really nice to be a part of that, apart from the little terrier sat at my feet, staring at this burger I'm eating, like just expecting me to chuck something from the table. I have a trained dog, I'll have you know. No begging. You wait for your bowl in the corner. And then I reluctantly kind of headed out back into the wet and drove through more floods. I even took some 360 images on the Ricoh Theta S camera, which I am borrowing at the moment. It is on loan from Ricoh, and it's a lot of fun, actually. It is a lot of fun. It's going to be a sad day when I have to post that back to them because I might have to consider buying one. And at the moment, when I've got days like today, a very much needed job with obviously income off the back of that didn't happen. I'm going to have to reschedule, I hope, fingers crossed. Then I might be able to consider affording a £300 tool. Let's call it a tool and not a toy, because there are plenty of funky places where it can be used. Just not that many places where people can actually view it. I hate posting it into Ricoh's own channel because they drop adverts on the bottom. But we'll see. People I know have interesting things in store for destinations for this kind of media. So that's that. I got home and had some quality family time and have been just, in inverted commas, loosely working now in my bonus time at home in preparation for a talk I've got to deliver in York, which is miles and miles and miles away. But I have no idea what I'm doing as yet, so I do, but you know, I need to formulate it. And yeah, enjoying peace and tranquility before an early night, because I read today that people that have 6 hours sleep a night, which is my regular dose, are just as worse off as people that hardly sleep at night, as in you can perform after a week of 6 hours a night the same as someone who's not slept for 2 days. That was a shock to the system. So I'm thinking I need to have full brain capacity tomorrow if I'm working at home and doing a lot of writing. So I'm going to try and get more than 6 hours, which I believe will feel like a breath of fresh air for the brain. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, yeah, enjoy it. Otherwise, why the hell are you doing it? Take care. Speak to you later.